Now imagine just how much room you occupy within the glorious vastness of the universe. Ten to the power of 19 meters, 1,000 light years. We are traveling through the Milky Way, and the sun is not yet visible. Huge masses of stars resemble tiny dots. After the Big Bang, only hydrogen and helium atoms appeared in the universe. Astronomers maintain that giant clouds made up of these atoms were compacted together under specially regulated conditions in order to constitute stars like the Sun. But even if that had happened, the universe would still have continued to exist as a dead mass of cloud made up of these two kinds of atoms. Another process would be needed to turn these two gases into heavier elements. The production centers for these heavy elements is the red giants, enormous stars 50 times larger, on the average, than our Sun. Red giants are far hotter than ordinary stars like our Sun, and this means they can do things that normal stars cannot. They convert helium atoms into carbon atoms, but this conversion is no simple process. In the words of the American astrophysicist Greenstein, an extraordinary process takes place within the depths of these stars. 10 to the power of 18th meters, 100 light years. 10 to the power of 17th meters, 10 light years. Astronomers use the term supernova to describe the fragmentation of a star in the form of an explosion. A giant star is destroyed in a terrifying explosion, and the matter it contains is flung far and wide at an enormous speed. Through these explosions, matter is carried from one point in the universe to the others. The stellar remains flung out as a result of explosions represent the raw material for the construction of new stars, solar systems, planets, and asteroids as they combine together elsewhere in the universe. Investigation of the Sun, the planets in the solar system, our Earth, and the natural elements in them reveals that they were created as the result of a supernova explosion a very long time ago. Iron is the main constituent of asteroids and meteors. Space is full of this cooled iron. Examination of meteors that enter the Earth's atmosphere and eventually fall to land through the force of gravity shows that they are, to a large extent, made up of iron. In his book, Nature's Destiny, Michael Detten writes, "The distances between supernova, and indeed between all stars, is critical for other reasons. The distance between stars in our galaxy is about 30 million miles. If this distance was much less, planetary orbits would be destabilized. If it was much more, then the debris thrown out by a supernova would be so diffusely distributed that planetary systems like our own would in all probability never form. If the cosmos is to be a home for life, then the flickering of the supernova must occur at a very precise rate, and the average distance between them, and indeed between all stars, must be very close to the actual observed figure. The ratio of supernovas and stars' distances are just two more of the fine-tuned details of this miraculous universe. Examining deeper the universe, the arrangements we see is beautiful both in organization and plan. 10 to the power of 16th meters, 1 light year. When we look at the universe in rather more detail, we encounter an order in a constant state of growth and based on the most delicate balances. The Milky Way has a spiral shape. The stars and celestial bodies in spiral galaxies have been so located as to form a thick circular center and arms protruding in the same plane and at the same angle from the center out. There are some stellar systems within the gaps between these arms, but very, very few. Our solar system is one of those between such spiral arms. So what is the significance of the solar system lying between those arms? First of all, from where we are, we possess a very clear and distinct view of the gases and wastes in the spiral arms. If we were inside one of those arms, our view would be significantly impaired. Professor Michael Denton, in his book Nature's Destiny. What is so striking is that the cosmos appears to be not just supremely fit for our own being and for our biological adaptations, but also for our understanding. Because of the position of our solar system on the edge of the galactic rim, we can gaze farther into the night to distant galaxies and gain knowledge of the overall structure of the cosmos. Were we positioned in the center of a galaxy, we would never look on the beauty of a spiral galaxy, nor would we have any idea of the structure of our universe. As Michael Denton says, the universe possesses just the right features to meet our needs. The noteworthy point here is that our solar system lies at the edge of the galactic arm, rather than at the center of the Milky Way. This, as Michael Denton also states, allows us to examine the sky and, most importantly, to acquire information about the universe. Our Lord has specially revealed the location of the solar system within the Milky Way. This location is a means whereby we can come to know the universe, reflect deeply, and witness the infinite might of Allah. In one verse of the Quran, Allah reminds us, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. You have known the first formation, so will you not pay heed?